I bought a pussycat.
That's it.
I was giving you a name from a friend of mine. And maybe you could be able to help me.
Sir, what can I do for you?
I got some content on sale.
Sorry, that's not anything with my company that I could help you with.
You don't buy no content?
No, I'm sorry. I'm in advertising and marketing.
Do you do ad buys?
Not right now. We're not actually working specifically just with one technology program. So, unfortunately, I can't, buy ad spots right now.
Do you know anybody that could help me buy some ad spots for my particular kind of niche?
Sure. You could contact Lori Z, the adult broker.
Do you think she'd be able to place my lobster content?
I'm not sure you'd have to contact her.
I got lobsters.
You know, if you go on the boards, I mean, obviously, if you have my nickname, you could just look up, search the adult broker and all of Lori's.
Do you know anybody currently that's doing anything with the lobster fetish?
Sure don't. I can't help you there.
I like to butter up them lobsters sometimes. I like to slide around with them.
Well, good luck with that. I'm sorry. I keep raising that because I have another call coming in that I have to take. But sorry
can
if I
also,
can help you.
Can I also wish you congratulations on your Bromaster Awards nomination?
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're a very pretty girl.
Well, thank you. Maybe good luck with your ad buys.
Maybe sometime you'll let me come over and we can play with my lobsters.
Yeah, I don't think that can happen, but good luck with the advertising. Sorry I couldn't help you.
Do you know a guy by the name of D-Money?
Yes, I do.
Have you ever heard his radio show, the D-Money Show?
I don't think I have.
Then you're probably not familiar with KB's crank calls.
Oh, KB. This is a KB call.
What's up, Julie?
What's
you
up, Julie?
You just got crank called for the D-Money Show.
Lobsters.
So I got punked in a way, yeah?
You got punked.
You handled it like a champ.
Yes, you did. And you looking awfully good in that bikini,
never
too.
Never burn a bridge, that's for sure, when it comes to business.
You like lobsters.
And why you be throwing all this business to Lori Z when I could be getting all this
What's up with that? KB's here. You're a PR guy.
We were only pushing the exit chat technology right now. We're too busy with that to do any advertising anymore.
I got some technology, too, I'd like to show you. I think you like it.
Really? Yeah, I'm loving that Bowmaster stuff. That's good stuff. I appreciate the nomination.
Well,
it's
that's
a very good picture of you. Very good picture of you, actually.
Hey, really quick, before I get sidetracked.
I'm so lucky that I got the flu right then, right? Or I never would have looked that skinny.
Well, we don't need to know about the diarrhea.
No, it wasn't that. I always stand by. God, if I can only throw up, I'd be bullying, make them look great all the time, but can't manage it.
Are you still on them sexy crutches of yours?
Oh, I sure am. I'll be rocking those at X's. I've got a little special outfit planned for that.
You know what's funny, Kevin? You stay in character. You can't even switch gears.
I know.
You can't switch them.
I know.
You're a look what I created. Look
I know.
At this.
A monster.
Dude.
A monster.
Hey, is it cool?
Monster.
Hey, Immortal, is it cool with you if we use this for the upcoming show?
Oh, go for it.
Absolutely.
I don't think I've shamed myself too terribly.
Okay, well, you can't let people know that we're doing this. And if you have anybody in particular that you think would be a great candidate for us to crank call, send us over the number on ICQ and don't say anything. And if you could help us set up the situation also, which would, keep them on the phone a little bit longer, we'd appreciate it.
I will do that.
I think we're going to get...